بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين.
O children of Adam, dress beautifully in every place of worship, and eat and drink, but do not be extravagant. Truly, He does not love those who are extravagant. O children of Adam, wear clean, pure, beautiful clothes that cover your nakedness when you pray, and when you make circumambulation of the Kaaba. Eat and drink whatever you like from the good things that Allah has allowed, but do not be extravagant in this, nor go beyond what is allowed. Allah does not love those who go beyond the limits.
قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Say, O Messenger, to the idolaters who forbid what Allah has allowed of clothing and food, who has forbidden you from wearing clothes as adornment, and who has forbidden you from eating the good things I have provided you to eat and drink. Say to them, O Messenger, these good things to eat and drink and wear are in this world, for the believers, while others may share in them in this world. They are exclusively for the believers on the Day of Judgment, when the disbelievers will not have a share in them, because the disbelievers have been forbidden paradise. Likewise, Allah makes clear His signs and ayahs in this way for people who reflect, because it is they who benefit from them.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Say, O Messenger, peace be upon him, to inform the idolaters who have forbidden what Allah has allowed. Indeed, Allah has only forbidden lewd incident acts done openly or secretly. All forms of disobedience and transgressing unjustly against people in terms of their selves, wealth, or honor, and He has forbidden worshipping others next to Him, for which there is no proof to do so, and He has forbidden that you say things about Him without knowledge, in terms of His names, attributes, actions, and sacred law.
وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
Every generation and people are given a fixed time. If their decreed time arrives, they cannot delay it, even by a small amount, and they cannot advance it.
يَا بَنِي آدَمَ إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
O children of Adam, if messengers of your own come to you from Allah, reciting what Allah has revealed to them from His scripture, then follow them and what they bring. Those who are mindful, following His instructions and staying away from what He has not allowed, making right what they do, there will be no fear upon them on the Day of Judgment, and they will not grieve about the pleasures that pass them by in this world.
والذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
As for the disbelievers who reject Allah's signs and do not have faith in them, too proud to act in accordance with what their messengers bring to them, they are the companions of hell, where they will live eternally.
فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ أُولَئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ قَالُوا أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالُوا ضَلُّوا عَنَّا وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ.
The greatest wrongdoer is the person who invents a lie about Allah, considering him to have a partner, or says he is deficient in some way, or says something about him that he has not said, or rejects his clear signs and verses which guide to the correct way of life. Those who do such things will receive the portion of worldly pleasure that is destined for them in the preserved tablet, until the angel of death and his helpers come to them to take their souls, and they are asked, "Where are the Allahs you used to worship besides Allah?" claiming they would help you. Call on those idols if they can benefit you. The idolaters will say to the angels, "The Allahs we used to worship have gone, and that we do not know where they are." Then they will admit that they were disbelievers, but their admission at that time will be a proof against them and will not benefit them. Beneficial points. The believer is instructed to respect the rituals of Allah through covering what should be covered of the body and dressing beautifully when praying, and especially when going to the mosque. From Allah's complete concern for His creatures, He made the good things permissible for them to help them in their devotion to Allah, just as He forbade harmful things which have a negative effect in this world and in the hereafter. The verses establish that the believers will not feel fear or sorrow on the day of judgment, nor will terror or panic reach them. And if they do suffer some harm, they will nevertheless be safe in the end. The greatest of wrongdoers are people who obstruct others from understanding the religion of Allah. This may happen in two ways: suppressing that which shows His way, or deluding people into following that which is contrary to His command.
قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون.
The angels will say, "Enter you, O idolaters, the fire of hell, with the crowds of nations of jinn and people who passed away before you in disbelief and error. Whenever a nation enters hell, it condemns its sister nation, which entered the fire of hell before it, until they all reach one another and are gathered together. The last of them to enter, who are the lowly people and followers, will ask concerning the previous nations, who were their leaders and masters. O our Lord, these are the ones who led us astray from right guidance, so give them a double punishment, for that they beautified for us the path of misguidance. Allah will reply to them, each group of you will receive a double share of the punishment, but you will not perceive this.
وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون.
The leaders and chiefs will exclaim, "You do not have, O followers, over us any preference, therefore deserving any lightening of the punishment, as it is the result of your own actions. You do not have any excuse for having followed what was false. So taste then, O followers, the punishment, just as we taste it, because of what you earned through your own disbelief and disobedience."
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وكذلك نجزي المجرمين.
Those who reject Allah's clear signs and verses and are too proud to follow them have lost everything, because of the gates of heaven will not open to their actions because of their disbelief, nor will they open for their souls when they die. Such people will never enter paradise until the camel, one of the largest animals, goes into the eye of a needle, one of the smallest things. The aforementioned is impossible, and so is the idea that they will ever enter paradise. In such a way, does Allah reward those who stubbornly do wrong?
لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٌ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
For these people who rejected the truth because they were too proud is a bed of hell to lie on, and above them is a covering of torment. This is the way in which Allah rewards those who overstep His limits through their disbelief in Him, and through their turning away from Him.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون.
Yet those who have faith in their Lord and who do good actions to the best of their ability, and Allah does not burden a soul with more than it can bear, they are the companions of paradise, entering into it and living there eternally.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون.
Their bliss and paradise is made complete by Allah, removing whatever hatred and resentment is in their hearts, with rivers running beneath them. When they come to live there and settle in their homes, they will exclaim whilst recognizing Allah's blessings on them, praising Him. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah who allowed us to do the good actions which brought us to this place. And we would not have been able to do that if Allah had not enabled us to do so. The messengers of our Lord came with the truth, about which there is no doubt, true in its promises of good for the righteous, and true in its threats for the wrongdoers. It will then be announced to them, "This, truly this, is the paradise which Allah has made you inherit out of His mercy, for the good actions you used to do seeking the countenance of Allah." Beneficial points. The friendship and closeness that was between those who denied the truth in this world will turn into hatred and condemnation on the Day of Judgment. The doors of heaven will be opened to the souls of the believers dedicated to the command of Allah, trusting His signs until they ascend to Allah, and rejoice in the nearness to the Lord and the position of favor with His pleasure. The doors of heaven will not open to the souls of those who denied the truth, who turn away. When they die, they rise up to the heavens and ask for permission to ascend, but are not given it. They did not rise in the worldly life to have faith in Allah and to know Him and love Him. So they also do not rise after death. Ultimately, they will only reap what they sowed. The people of paradise are saved from the fire of hell by Allah's pardon and enter paradise with Allah's mercy, though they share the ranks given to them according to their good actions, which is also from His kindness and of the highest expressions of His mercy.